Thank you, Senator Barry Goldwater, for those words of wisdom. We're moving now, ladies and gentlemen, from the bar into the thyroid room of the Hotel Ambassador Noel for our nightly Man in the Nightclub interview. And we at WFLC are going along with a friend of the times. We're sitting quietly in the nightclub, discussing important problems and subjects come up facing the nation and the world. Now we get a lot of VIPs
here.
Excuse me, sir.
I wonder if you would be kind enough to play a favorite number of mine if I requested.
A musician.
Would you play Stardust?
Wow! Hi there, come on over here and be interviewed on radio.
No.
Oh. Well, we get those kind in here. Here's a young lady coming in. Maybe I can get her over here. Hello there, Mrs. Would you like to join our table and be on radio?
Oh, radio.
Yes, radio. Remember radio? We're still on the air.
Oh, I certainly do.
Fine. What is your name, please?
Anthrope.
Miss Anthrope? Mm-hmm. And do you work here in Chicago, Miss Throp?
No, I'm here vacationing, actually. I'm really trying to whip out my MA. I'm a psychology major from Bryn Mawr College.
Excellent. Little field work there, I see. Tell me, Miss Throp, being a psychologist, I'm sure you're interested in problems.
Oh, well, yeah, problems excite me a whole lot.
Well, we were just kicking around a question in the bar about the comparative economies of the Soviet Union and the United States. Now, do you think in a time of peaceful coexistence that the Russians would beat us in an economic race?
That's quite a question.
It certainly is.
Rephrase it, will you?
Yes, I might rephrase that this way. Let's put it this way. Let's say that there isn't danger of a war for a while. And if we compare the two economies of Russia and the United States, do you think the Russians would outproduce us?
Oh, well, here's my feeling on this subject.
No, excellent.
I feel that whether you're an American or whether you're Russian, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from.
No,
because I believe that basically we're all very, very similar. And by that I mean to say we're all equally tense and neurotic. The Russians, for one thing, are sadly lacking in the area of mental health.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, they have very few mental patients there. We Americans, on the other hand, have very simple, straightforward, well, I might even go so far as to say quite outgoing, nervous breakdown.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I understand that 1 out of 10 Americans has this kind of breakdown.
Oh, actually, that's right, and we've all read that on our buses, of course.
Yes, signs on the buses, yes.
Whereas the Russians, they sublimate their potential nervous breakdowns, mm-hmm. and they channel this energy into areas, well, for example, like the sciences. Yeah, invention, chess playing, sports, ballet, yes. things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty sneaky. They may very well be ahead of us in these areas, but we're way out front in mental health.
Thank you very much, Miss Grove. Miss Anne Grove, ladies and gentlemen, living out of May here in Chicago, and certainly very charming indeed. Here's a gentleman coming into the room now. Hello there, sir. Would you like to go? Hello, sir. Get him here. Would you like to join our table and be on radio?
Yes.
Fine. Come around here, sir, and sit down. I'd like to, first of all, get your name, please.
Percy Fig.
Oh, did you say pig or fig?
Fig.
I thought so. Tell me, Fig, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a bird veterinarian.
A bird veterinarian? Well, yeah. Don't get many in the thyroid room.
That's the way it goes.
Tell me, Fig, you work in the city of Chicago, the Lincoln Park Zoo, perhaps?
Oh, no. I work on my own, and I treat sick birds.
Sick birds?
Yeah.
Are there many sick birds in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of sick birds in Chicago. The indoor bird population of Chicago has just rocketed up in the past 6.5 years.
Is that a fact?
And a lot of rich people have birds, and now a lot of poor people have birds, too. And I always try to treat the poor people with birds for a little bit less money, because it's my feeling that everybody's bird deserves a little attention.
Yeah. Very commendable, Doctor. In other words, you practice a kind of socialized bird medicine. Is that the idea?
Yeah, like that. What people don't realize is that birds get a lot of the same sicknesses that people do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get upset tummy, mm-hmm. hiccups, oh, yes. Einholm.
Einholm, doctor? What is Einholm?
It's a disease where the small toe drops off. It's not very important in man, but it's very important to birds if they only have three. Of course, they have one toe in the back.
Oh, yes.
And as you most probably know, man doesn't have any toes in the back.
Yes, I know. I do know that. Yes, I do.
There's no reason for feeling inferior.
Oh, I don't mean it.
I had a very interesting special case last week.
Oh, well, tell us about it, Doctor.
Well, there was this peacock.
A peacock?
Yeah, and he couldn't get his tail down.
Oh, dear.
You know, I mean, like, it was up there for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, boy.
And he was terrified and sore.
Sore?
And we gave him one of the newer tranquilizers, and that tail came right down. If you could have seen the look of relief on that bird's face, it was wonderful.
That's quite a tale. Tell me, Doctor, being a bird doctor, I'm sure you're interested in fallout. And we get a lot of questions from listeners, and this one concerns the aspect, Doctor, of are you afraid of any structural changes in species due to radioactive fallout?
Well, I think that anyone who is afraid of any changes or mutations, as we call them, that might take place in the human race due to radioactive fallout is an ass.
Oh, Doctor, we're on radio. Would you mind putting that another way, please?
A jackass.
A jackass. Why is that, Doctor?
Well, man, as a race, you know, I mean like you and me and the Russians and everybody.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, we've created this horrible bomb.
Yes, we have.
That's capable of destroying the entire...
world, Percy?
World, yeah. And is it not monstrous? Is it not strange? I mean, like... what a piece of work is man to take this goodly frame, the earth, and turn it into a sterile promontory and make us food for...
food for worms, Percy?
For worms, yeah. And I feel that in creating this bomb, man has become such a horrible monster that any change that takes place is bound to be a change for the better.
Well, Doctor, I think I see your point there.
Hold on.
Here's a controversy.
They say somebody has a kid with two heads, huh?
Dr. Fink?
Well, it's like they say, two heads are better than one.
Well, I guess they are. Thank you.
Say, I'd like to buy you a drink in the bar.
Let me alone.
Say, are you a Mason?
No, we're
well, we made two friends here at the thyroid room, ladies and gentlemen. But we're running out of time now. We've got to go back into the bar because Mr. Alf Landon is coming in for an interview. Yes, come on.